I can only imagine the women that morning. I can only imagine what happened when they arrived at the tomb in the dark of the night, when they left their homes having gathered the spices. Jesus was buried so hurriedly. They gathered what they needed to properly anoint the body, to do it in the way that a good Jewish family would bury a beloved son. The dark of the night, they start out, and along the way they must have wondered how had this happened. They must have wondered what would happen next. They must have wondered how they would roll the stone away, but they arrived and the stone was gone. They arrived and the tomb was broken open. And then there appeared two men in dazzling clothes saying, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Don't you remember what he said, that he would meet you on the third day?" The tomb is open. Jesus has kept his word. He has kept his promise. The tomb is broken open. And all of a sudden they remember him saying that he would raise the temple up in 3 days. And now they know he was talking about the temple of his body. He remembers that he said he would be with them and they would see him again. They remember that he said he would rise on the third day. The tomb has been broken open. He kept his promise. And Jesus is good at breaking things open. You see, a little later that same day, on a road to Emmaus, he falls into step with two men who somehow had their eyes closed by the sadness and the grief of the day. But the text tells us that when he reached their home, after they invited him to come on in, he opened their eyes. He opened their eyes in the breaking of the bread. He opened their eyes and he opened to them the scriptures. The two on the road to Emmaus now could see, now could understand. They could see the scars in his hand and the piercing in his side. They could look in his eyes and see his love. Their eyes were open. The scriptures, which means the Old Testament scriptures, because the new had not been written yet. The Old Testament scriptures were open to them, and they understood and said, "Did not our hearts burn?" Jesus is good at opening things. And beloved, we should ask, what does it mean to be open? It means to allow access. It means to move what was in the way, to unblock and to make available. Jesus, the one who loved so much. Jesus, the one who burst open the tomb and opened the eyes of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, is good at opening things. He opened the way to the Father because he said, "If you know the Father, if you know me, you know the Father." He opened the way to the Spirit because he said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I go, but the Spirit will come." He opened the way to a new way of living when he said, "Love ye one another." He opened a new way to being in community when he said, "Love your enemies and even those who despitefully used you." He opened a new way of loving self because he says, "Loving others is no more important than loving yourself." He opened his way by opening his body to life eternal, to forgiveness of sin, to love and joy. Jesus is good at opening things. And beloved, this day, as we think about the open tomb, we have to understand its place in the story 2,000 years ago. Yes, the women were joyful. It had been opened to them. But God's word is so powerful and so true that it has import for us today, even 2,000 years later. You see, I believe that the tomb was broken open because when you break things open, you cannot put them back together again. We break open eggs to make the bread. We break open grapes to make the juice. We break open even the bodies of women that they might have birth, and they're never the same again. Jesus broke open the tomb because nothing was going to be the same again. He broke open the tomb so that we would see the beauty in the empty tomb. And it's why I wanted the ushers to give you that little geode this morning. If you did not get one on your way in, there are plenty for you on the way out. You see, the geode is an example of what happens when you break something open. If you know what a geode looks like when it is found in society, it looks like this. It bears nothing on the outside that is gorgeous. It bears nothing on the outside that would attract you to it. Oh, but when you break open a geode, what you have in your hand is that little slice. Beloved, here is a message of the Easter story. The tomb is broken open so that it can never be sealed again. The geode is broken open and sliced so its beauty can be revealed. And you and I, 2,000 years after Jesus rose from the dead, are called to be broken open. We're called to be broken open because, not unlike that geode, life can come and crust us with worry and with weight. Life can come and challenge us with failure and with disappointment. Life and living in this world can rise up and be for us obstacles that close off the way. But God would have us be open. God would have our hearts be open. And so this morning, we, like the geode, have been encased by all that has occurred to us in our life. But this morning, as the tomb is broken open, God would say, beloved, let me break open your heart. Let me in, because as I break open your heart, I have the ability to speak to those tender places that you have been hiding for so long. Those places of hurt and disappointment, those places of failure at your own hands, those places that you hide from the world. For if they knew them, they might not like you, might not hire you, might not stay married to you. But God says, no. I've captured death, hell, and the grave. I have taken evil and put it under my feet. I have become all powerful in a way that defies description. I broke open the tomb. I will break open your heart. For when I do, then what I can do is allow my love and my mercy to flow in. When I break open your heart, what I can do is heart surgery like no cardiac surgeon, to remove those things that block, to remove those things that stop the free flow of what I have in store for you. If you will let me break open your heart, I will transform you. The eyes of the disciples were opened and they were changed. The eyes of the women were opened and they were changed. No matter who we are, no matter what we've accomplished, there's something in us that if we allow the Savior to break it open, He can use all of His gifts to draw us closer, use all of His wisdom to make us stronger, use all of His love to stand us on solid ground, so that this day, not 2,000 years ago, but this day, we might go out into the world sign and symbol of a heart broken open, a heart transformed, a heart filled with love. So filled with love to overflowing that it can share with all we meet every day of our lives. But if we keep our hearts closed, if we keep them hidden, if we say to God, I don't want you that close. I don't want you to know all those things about me. I need to get my life together on my own before I come to you, that you might break me open. God says, I will not force you. In Revelation 3:20, he says, I stand at the door and I knock. I want to come in. I broke open the tomb. I want to break open your heart. I want to speak to you words of love. I know what you're created to be. I know who you are in me. I want to develop all of that in you so that you can be the best. Let me break open those things that bind you and keep you and hold you back. But all he will do is stand at the door and knock. For it requires our permission. It requires our permission. Lord, I am not perfect. Lord, there are places for me to grow. Lord, there are places in me that are blocked. There are places that in me where there is not free access. Will you come and break open those places that you might fill me with all you have for me? It requires our permission. For love is knocking at the door, but will not come in unless we invite. Just like Jesus on the road to Emmaus, he's walking right beside you. Just like Jesus with those two disciples, he's listening. He's engaging. He's close because he loves you. Just like Jesus, whether you recognize him or not in that moment, whether you claim him or not, he is standing ever close and will walk with you all of the days of your life until you say, welcome, come in, and then, like the disciples on the road, you will know him, for your eyes and your heart will be open. And just like that geode, beloved, there is beauty. There is beauty that you cannot see from the outside. There is beauty welling up in you that the world needs. There is beauty that is unique and wonderful. There is beauty because that's how God has made you. The question this morning is, as we celebrate the broken open tomb, the question this morning is, will we welcome the one who comes in love and with power and in joy? Will we welcome that one to come into our hearts and walk with us all of the days of our lives in newness of understanding, in open eyes and open heart? That we might be the source of love, that we might be the source of hope, that we might be the source of light in this world. A heart burst open. When you leave this day and you look at the wall that Elaine McNulty has painted for us during our Lenten season, you will see a heart bursting open and the word reconciliation written in it. Jesus came that we might be fully reconciled to the God who loves us. He came that we might be changed and made whole. He came that we might be broken open. And it is hard work to be broken open. It is hard work to trust ourselves in the hands of another. But this is one who broke open his body. This is one for whom we break open the bread and the grape. This is the one who says, I know the distance I'm asking you to travel, and I will travel with you. Come, beloved, come to the table. Come to the table that he sets with his very body, that you might drink and eat and grow strong and grow courageous and grow willing to let him break open not just the tomb, but our very hearts, that we might be the resurrection, that we might be the new beginning, that we might be fully the sons and daughters of this living God. Come, the table is set, and you are the guests invited.